Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In today's fast-paced and highly competitive business world, quality customer interaction is becoming more and more important, which is why our next guest's software company caught the eye of SC Launch and $350,000 in investment capital. Kendrick Pullen is co-founder of LifeTagger, and he joins us by phone from the company's headquarters in Ladson, South Carolina. Kendrick, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on this investment from SC Launch.
Yeah, it's been some years in the making, but we're really happy and excited to have a partner like SC Launch that's really been committed to helping our company grow, good direction, good feedback, make the right introductions, and just be a really great partner for us. So super appreciative of not just the capital, but also some of the business savvy and business resources that they've brought to our company over the last couple of years.
All right, now tell us how all of this got started.
It's a really funny story. My co-founder, Marlon Brown, he's a software engineer. We're having a discussion over the holidays, and we were talking about the dreaded honey-do list. Our partners, spouses, would send us text messages at like 9 o'clock in the morning to remember to do something on our way home. And for him and his wife, it was his wife had asked him to pick up some milk on the way home. He said, I had to tell her that sending me that text message at 9 o'clock in the morning just was not going to be the right way for me to remember it. So I built a little tool for her that instead of sending me that message to my phone at 9 o'clock in the morning, she can attach it to the Walmart that I pass on the way home. And when I get close to the Walmart, I get a notification that says, hey, pick up some milk. And it's even a picture of the right milk so that we didn't get that wrong. Immediately, my eyes lit up. I thought to myself that businesses would want to communicate with their customers in the same type of relationship that partners and spouses have with each other. And that's where we started kind of building out what the first iteration of what the LifeTagger platform would eventually become. So your phone can detect all of these different signals, Bluetooth, QR codes, audio, location, geolocation, near field communication, RFID, Wi-Fi. These are all signals that your phone is detecting. So we built out a platform that said, hey, business, if you really want to reach and engage your customer, instead of just trying to send them an email that goes to their spam inbox or goes to that dreaded promotions tab on Gmail, send it to them when they're most likely to engage with it or take action on it. So we built a whole platform that leverages those signals to where they can get the right message to you or start the right workflow for you right when you need that content or that message the most.
How long has this been out there in the real world with real customers?
Since 2020. So 2020, we got our first investment check after we finished an accelerator in Baltimore, Maryland. That's when we started getting some customer traction, building a team, and then COVID-19 hit. And that caused us to really think about where we wanted to grow the platform next. And we really looked at how do we leverage audio because everybody was sitting in front of their computers on Zoom, listening to podcasts. And so we allowed our platform to actually attach content onto audio signals. So now you were listening to your favorite podcast. That podcast owner or advertiser could send you content about the show notes, et cetera, just by you listening to the podcast. So then we started to really pick up some traction. And then when the world opened back up, we were in a great position to go back and get that event conference revenue that we had been missing prior to COVID-19.
Walk us through a real-world example now of a business today, how they are using this to grow their business.
We are getting ready to launch a pilot with the Charleston International Airport. They have close to 2 million folks that are in and out of that airport every year. We'll actually be giving out branded Charleston International Airport wristbands that are pre-programmed with our technology with the whole purpose of exploring Charleston as soon as you leave the airport. So place your phone on that wristband and it'll deliver content, fun, fascinating in Charleston. So we're going to partner with other tourism agencies around the Lowcountry area, like Explore Charleston, Black Charleston Professionals, to deliver content and really highlight other businesses, historical facts, and just little ins and outs of the Low Country area that people may want to know.
Well, Kendrick, congratulations again on this investment from SC Launch, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Again, thank you for having me.
Kendrick Pullen is co-founder of LifeTagger, joined us by phone from his office in Ladson, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.